4 days after President Nixon announced that U.S. troops would invade Cambodia, protests erupted on the campus of Ohio's Kent State University. 10 days later, on this date, May 14th, 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young would release Ohio. As we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Several thousand students gathered on the University Commons on May 4th for the protest at Kent State University. When the protesters refused an order to disperse or face arrest, National Guardsmen fired tear gas into the crowd, and shortly after noon, they turned and opened fire on the students with M1 rifles. In just 13 seconds, four students lay dead and nine more were injured. There was the iconic photograph of 14-year-old Marianne Vecchio kneeling over the body of Jeffrey Miller that would bring the Vietnam War home to America and win the Pulitzer Prize. That was the photo that inspired the song.
I get a call from Crosby. He says, book the studio immediately. And I said, Crosby, you sound a little intense. What's going on? He said, wait until you hear this song that Neil wrote. I said, tell me about it. He said, well, it's called Ohio. I had a magazine with a picture of the one student lying on the floor with a girl kneeling over him. He said, and he saw Neil walk off into the woods and come back an hour later with Ohio.
The explicit lyrics would get the song banned on some AM stations, but underground radio would ultimately make Ohio a top 20 hit. It goes down as one of the most iconic protest songs of all time, and it was released on this date, May 14th, 1970, as we look back at Ohio in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.